Kansas is the subject of this week's States of the Union, and joining me now to explain what matters to voters in the Sunflower State this year is David Seaton, the editor and publisher of the Winfield Daily Courier and the Arkansas City Traveler. I'm very pleased to welcome him to the show. What part of Kansas is Winfield located in?
It's in the south central area, about 40 miles south of Wichita.
And how far north of the state below?
Well, we're only 20 miles from the Oklahoma border.
So it's as much like Oklahoma as it is like Kansas.
It is topographically. The cultures are different.
Well, President Bush won Kansas by more than 20 votes in both 2000 and 2004. Can we expect John McCain to win handily in November?
I think that we can. Interestingly, during the Republican presidential caucuses, Mike Huckabee won every one of the 103 counties in this state. But since he's not on the ticket, the Republicans, who have they have 45% of the registered voters, and the Democrats have less than 30%, the remainder independents. So if John McCain can appeal to independents, yes, he'll win Kansas easily.
Well, he got just 23.5% of the vote to Mike Huckabee's 59%, which does seem like he may have some work cut out to him. What about Barack Obama? His grandparents came from Kansas. Will that help him there at all?
It certainly will. He was here early in the campaign making a speech at El Dorado, where his mother had grown up, and his grandparents had lived. And Governor Sebelius, Kathleen Sebelius, is very close to the Obama campaign, has been out campaigning for Obama. Her father was governor of Ohio, so Obama really does have a leg up in Kansas.
And her name is being floated as a potential vice presidential running mate, so we'll see how that works out. But Mike Huckabee, as we said, won the Republican caucus by 59% of the vote. And hasn't the conservative Christian movement been particularly strong in Kansas? Is it as strong now as it was when Thomas Frank wrote his best-selling book?
I think that it probably is, but it's far less visible because the McCain candidacy, there's not much enthusiasm on the far Christian right for McCain. He has to win those people over. And the Republican Party in Kansas is divided, so that the new conservatives are being challenged by moderates. For instance, in the district, the second district, where Nancy Boyd is in the Congress, she's being challenged. Unfortunately for the Republicans, Jim Ryan, who held that seat before and was defeated by Boyd, is also being challenged by a moderate, the state treasurer, Lynn Jenkins.
Now, Jim Ryan should have an advantage in a race because he once broke the four-minute mile.
Indeed, and he has great name recognition.
But she won in the Democratic, we won't call it a landslide, but the great success of the Democratic Party in 2006, that makes her one of the more vulnerable Democrats in Congress?
Well, she's a freshman, yes. Kansas now has two Democrats and two Republicans in the House. Her good luck at the moment is that Jim Ryan has this challenge.
Well, is that split between moderates and conservatives being exacerbated by something like the State Board of Education's decision in 1999 to teach evolution as a theory? Are there Republicans who are upset by what's happening there? I think we just lost that call. It was an interesting question. I don't know the answer to it, so I can't answer it myself, but we will try to reconnect. Let's take a little break here. This is... We can't take a little break. Okay. So is everything up to date in Kansas? Oh, that's Missouri. And we got David back. David, I don't know what happened to you there, but we were talking about the theory of evolution as a theory, something that probably upset a fair amount of moderate Republicans when the state's Board of Education decided to insist on that.
It really did, and the moderates made a march in 98 and took back the State Board of Education, the 10-member State Board of Education, but they lost it again in 02. This year, it appears that not only the moderates but the anti-evolutionists are wearing out of this big fight. The leader of the creationists is stepping down to run for a state senate seat, and several of the moderates are also stepping down. So it's not at all clear what may be the outcome of this election for the State Board of Education.
But do you think that'll help the Democrats, who may have some appeal for moderate Republicans?
I do. I think the Democrats have the momentum with that evolution issue pretty much on the sidelines, moment anyway. That just sort of, you know, settles things down and takes some of the electricity out of the air and makes people think again about good government. And I think that is something that the Democrats can take advantage of.
My guest is David Seaton, who's editor and publisher of the Winfield Daily Courier and the Arkansas City Traveler. I'm sorry, I mispronounced the town before. We're talking about Kansas as part of our State of the Union series. It's a major agricultural state producing wheat, corn, and soybeans, as well as some meats. I understand the winter wheat harvest is just ending. Have farmers there been benefiting from rising prices for food, or are those being offset by rising prices for fuel?
Well, you sound like you might have some farmer friends. They say they're not benefiting much, and they complain about the prices of the inputs. Of course, wheat farmers always complain. I think these prices nonetheless have encouraged this is one of the largest crops in recent memory, and it was very good in Kansas overall because we got good rains in the spring. And I think that on the whole, Kansas is enjoying a better period economically than much of the country right now.
So that would probably help the Republican candidate. But we think of Kansas as a rural state, but doesn't 52% of the state's population live in just five counties? Is it becoming more urban?
It is indeed. And, of course, much of the West, like much of the western part of Nebraska and the Dakotas, is losing population at a steady pace. There's a lot of effort to try to deal with that phenomenon. As the population urbanizes in the Johnson County area, which is the Kansas neighborhood right next to Kansas City, Missouri, you know, you've got a Democrat, Dennis Moore, who's won that congressional seat and served for 10 years. He's getting a challenge, and a number of Bush administration leaders have come into that district. But on the whole, in the Wichita area, which is closer to my home, it is still the center of Kansas neoconservatism.
Kansas is home to a number of factories for companies that include Boeing, Newell Rubbermaid, Raytheon, Cessna. So is it good news for Kansas that the Air Force will have to rebid its air tanker contract, which was given to a European base firm? Although I gather they're also to some degree in Kansas.
Well, to put it mildly, it's good news for Kansas. Certainly, especially the central part of Kansas where Wichita is located. Wichita dubs itself the aviation capital of the world, and what's happening is that the sales of these, we call them general aviation aircraft, the Beech and Cessna jets now, overseas are doing well. And much of the marketing and the prospects for these aircraft is in Europe and South Africa, South Asia now.
So the weak dollar is helping.
It is, very much. And so indeed is the the history of aviation manufacturing. You know, the Boeing's case for that tanker contract rested heavily on its own experience. Boeing had actually built and maintained the existing tankers for nearly 50 years. And for Kansas, that decision was the decision by the General Accountability Office on in the Congress was a huge, a great victory for Senator Pat Roberts, who worked very hard to turn that around, and Representative Todd Tehart. They collaborated with the Washington State delegation. And while the story's not over, politically it benefits Roberts and Tehart greatly.
Well, Pat Roberts, your junior senator, is running for re-election this year. In 2002, the Democrats didn't even field a candidate against him. But they're running against him this time, Jim Slattery?
That's right.
Does he have any chance at all?
I think he does. It's likely to be a Democratic year. Slattery served in the House. He's from Topeka originally, the state capital. But he served in the U.S. House, I think, five terms? Mm-hmm. And he's an experienced campaigner. He has the capacity to raise the money to catch up and give Pat Roberts a good run. But right now, Roberts has raised about $4 million, and Slattery hasn't yet reported raising $1 million, so it's not quite a fair fight.
Well, Pat Roberts was chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee during the run-up to the invasion of Iraq. Does that make him at all vulnerable? Is Kansas strongly in support of what's going on in Iraq?
Yes, in general, this is a state with several military installations, including Fort Riley, 130 personnel from Fort Riley, more have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think that the way it seems to be coming down is that Roberts' handling of the, particularly that phase two of the intelligence report, you know, on how the White House used or misused the intelligence on weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, is really not the kind of popular cutting issue that Slattery would like it to be.
Are there a lot of Hispanics working in Kansas's meatpacking plants? Is immigration a major issue in Kansas?
Well, I believe that it is. The evidence is a little hard to come by, but in conversations over coffee and listening to other people talk at meetings, I think you have to admit that there is an undercurrent of anti-immigrant feeling in Kansas, particularly at least in my part of Kansas, and that is being exploited by the chairman of the Republican Party, Chris Kobach.
Because Governor Sebelius tried to give children of illegal immigrants in-state tuition rates at state universities last year.
Successfully, and there was an effort to overturn that, which failed, so that you know, as in Arkansas, I think, when Huckabee was stepping out, this question of in-state tuition for the children of illegal immigrants is a hot one. It's easily exploited. There aren't that many young people involved to make that much of an expenditure for the state, so that it is something of a false issue, but the whole question of driver's licenses for immigrant workers, and to some extent, you know, the need to use bilingual materials, et cetera, in all sorts of state functions. These things can easily be criticized, and there's a little red meat there for many Kansans.
Governor Sebelius was chosen to give the Democratic response to the State of the Union address in January, but she also picked a Republican for her running mate in 2002 because in Kansas she has to appeal to Republican moderates?
That's right, and she has a record of being a very business-oriented Democrat. She supported, for instance, a tax break for industry and business on its equipment last year. It was controversial. She The Democrats have, as I think I mentioned, less than 30% of the registered voters. She has to win independents and Republicans to prevail, and she's done that. And the reason it's been possible, certainly she is a very skilled politician and a good leader in many respects, but it's been doable because the Republicans have been so divided.
And she is term limited. Do you think that she might run for Sam Brownback's Senate seat in 2002 now that he's announced that he plans to retire?
That's speculated. During the last legislative session, Governor Sebelius got into a real fight with the Western Kansas lawmakers over a coal-fired electric power plant. They wanted to build it. It was the biggest economic development project in that part of the state in memory. But she opposed it on environmental grounds, and she succeeded. She vetoed two bills, and at the moment, the whole thing's in the courts, but Governor Sebelius is not as popular in western Kansas as she used to be. And I think that the speculation out here is turning to her ambition to maybe have a cabinet position in an Obama administration.
Do you think Sam Brownback will run for governor in 2010?
That's a good question. It won't surprise me. Sam is very much a family man, and his kids are, you know, growing into the teenage years, I believe, and as a family man myself, I can imagine that he can find a lot of reasons not to do it.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us. David Seaton is editor and publisher of the Winfield Daily Courier and the Arkansas City Traveler. And we have been talking about Kansas as today we have taken a look on our States of the Union segments at the Sunflower State. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's been stimulating.